Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Welcome back to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. Small businesses appear to be more optimistic about the future. Let's find out more about the latest survey from the National Federation of Independent Business. Brad Jones is Missouri State Director. Brad, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Megan. How are you?
We're doing well, and it sounds like small businesses have a pretty positive outlook. Tell us first, what are some of the things that your organization does ask businesses and how you measure the outlook?
Sure. We've been doing this since 1970. It's the Small Business Economic Trends Survey. And I'm not to toot our own horn, but I will. This survey has really gotten a lot of attention over the years by a lot of important people that look at economic factors. And we look at about 10 things. We look at, you know, the inventory. We ask about inventory. We ask about jobs. We ask about several things. There's two or three of them on there, though, that I always look at first. And before I go there, you know, November, the optimism index jumped 8 points. Now, for this survey, that is enormous. This survey is kind of incremental. It kind of goes up a little bit and down a little bit. It jumped big time, 8 points in November. And I kind of wondered how things would happen in December. Well, it jumped up another 3.4%. So, I mean, that's almost 12% in 2 months after the election. So we were at an average of 98, which doesn't mean anything to your listeners, but we're at 105. So the best it's been since 2018. So our small business people out there are feeling like, hey, you know what? Finally, after going through a pandemic, going through this rough economy that we've had the last 2 or 3 years, maybe there's a little light at the end of the tunnel, and 2025 is going to look pretty good. So,
Brad, how many are looking to expand their businesses?
Well, that's an interesting question, because one of the questions that we ask about specifically is the percent of small business owners believing it is a good time to expand their business rose 6 points in this last survey. And so that's one of the highest readings we've had since 2020. The other question too, Megan, that I look at first, the number one question that I look at is, we ask, do you expect the economy to get better? It's real simple. That thing jumped 16 points in November. It's the highest rating we've had since 1983. So I mean, the small business folks out there are feeling pretty good, I think, about the direction, I guess, that the new administration is going to be having. You know, we've had a real problem. Small business people, I've always said, are sort of the canary in the coal mine. We know first what's going on with the economy because we are the economy. And one of the things that I think has really been a big major problem has been inflation, because when you've got to pay more for everything, including labor, whatever it is that you make, whatever it is you sell, costs more. This has been a real drag on the small business community, and the labor market. Being able to hire people has been a real problem, and that's getting a little bit better too. So you're seeing other economic indicators, not just on our survey, but things that are going on out in the economy that are pointing towards the direction that we're going to have a good 2025.
Brad, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Oh, I'll be on anytime, Megan. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Good to hear a good report. Brad Jones with the National Federation of Independent Business. He's the Missouri director. Still,
head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.